lives now.
Capital 263.
What up, how you doing? Welcome to it. It's Nina and the other guys, Nuke Nation. No, Chico.
Amen. What else?
Wimpy. Jonesy.
And figuring out adulting in 30 or so minutes.
Yes.
Yes.
You see, last time I tried to say that, I said 30 seconds. Amen.
Oh my God.
Anyway, today, you've got Inini, Archie, and two lovely ladies. Mm-hmm. I was gonna say 2BG, but 2BG was two guys and a girl, right? It's like 2GB.
Wait. It sounds wrong, man.
All right, we've got Wimpy. Wimpy, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. And wonderful. Skittles?
I'm fine.
Oh, wait, I'm angry with you, Archie.
Why?
For calling me at exactly 2 minutes to podcast
she came
time.
Running guys
and sweating, and then I hadn't been prepared, so thank God this is just an audio thing, because if it was a video you'd all run away from me. Yeah, because I have that kind of hairstyle where you actually have to look good everywhere else, otherwise you just think this person is homeless, let's help her.
Badisha, you look okay.
She doesn't feel okay. She's never going to, you know.
Yeah, feel. Look, okay is almost as good as hey. Yeah, well,
you're not okay.
I guess if
so
you.
So I blame you.
I'm sorry. I will apologize.
With but airtime.
You see what happened was, last night I was at karaoke with the karaoke bay and karaoke bay's new bay.
Oh my
and
God! Yes.
We
karaoke
bay
has a
bass. I know that. Nice. Obviously, Ninika, Miranto Zotin, don't go else or complain on the podcast. I don't even do anything else.
And but speaking of which, I've been on podcast. No better us not our Amir.
Yeah. Look, that's another thing. I talk about everybody on the podcast.
No, you don't.
No. Especially when Miri is not there. Exactly. Like Miri this, Miri that. Okay, let me just mention this, because if Miri was here, I feel like she would want to say this. I beat Miri at Scrabble, or Miri beat me at Scrabble. I'm like,
something
what?
Like that.
What's going on?
Yes, I enjoy making fun of Miri. Almost the same way I enjoy making fun of Onai. Like if you've ever seen any episode where Onai, the minute he mentions home or motor vehicles, I'm on him. Because we got umbago mama.
No motor.
No, but that's not as frequent.
I guess. I know. Me and I are like kindred spirits. We enjoy some of the same shit. Like, you know, the Scrabbles of this world, the karaoke. Just in room for karaoke. A friend I gone with is actually like, yeah.
And then
you and Miri are really into this thing.
But wait a minute. She has a bae and she calls you along.
I know.
No. Oh, we actually went
you
to
are
the bae.
You are the side bae.
No, I love you.
I really
love you. Today.
Thank you.
I
feel like roasting him.
I feel like this is revenge of the ambush episode though.
It is.
Yeah, because you guys
that's why
were
I love
two
her.
And Skittles was just one and helpless. And then you... Okay, that's the point of an ambush. You don't warn someone that I'm going to ambush
exactly.
you. But that was a major ambush.
But did you hear the last episode with Nyasha and Skittles?
Mm-hmm. I like Nyasha said. She came up with a new term.
Brother Bang. And for me, it killed me because Nyasha hadn't heard the episode where we ambushed Skittles. So... For me, it just means, you know what? We're all thinking this.
Exactly.
Can you stop thinking it, though?
So how's Brother Bay? Seeing as we're...
He's okay. He's a church.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
What do
you mean?
I don't know. Like,
yeah, he is. Yeah. There's a conference, so... Yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, I haven't finished venting. And even if you say I talk about Miri too much, So Miri hits me up and I think it was on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
And to meet a flyer for the karaoke. We usually go by Potbelly's. It's in Belgravia on Dutty Road, just off 2nd Street, opposite Belgravia Sports Club if you want to go there on a Friday. Not
what
every
a
Friday,
plug.
But sometimes. Woo! What a plug.
Okay.
So...
Sorry, I'm distracting Archie right now.
Right, yes. She's showing me that she asked Onai to call him for the episode. I'm still thinking if I'm going to use that excuse from the last time, but we don't know how to use the equipment.
You were okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
so
we're afraid to kill, quote unquote, the
exactly.
equipment. That's what I heard last time.
So Miri she sends me the flyer. I'm like, cool. And we'll go. was actually thinking, which of my friends should I take with me to karaoke this time? And it's like, yo, Ochi, I will come with Bae. I'm like, bruh, you don't just talk about Bae like we knew Bae was there all along. Like,
oh, this is the first time you're hearing about Bae.
Everyone.
This is like, the first time. Side Bae, I've got a real Bae now. Come meet up.
Bruh, what happened to Side Bae? I'm like,
she's savage.
And I was like, yo, but he's a really cool guy. We had lots of fun yesterday. And they had agreed to come to the podcast today, but I think they had something to do. They had shown good today, would have been science. So they would have wanted us to record on Sunday, but maybe we don't record on Sundays.
Yeah, I hear.
Only Nyasha. And everyone else does that. And Skittles.
No, I literally blow like I'm like the wind. Saturday, Sun. Except
if midweek. If Brother Bae will be willing to come along.
Oh, I am Brother never Bae doing that again. No, I'm not.
But you see, I actually came prepared for the call with Ona. I even brought an aux cable.
Well done, Najee. Well done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can we go to the next segment now?
Yes, I don't know. Please. Okay, look, there's something I want to talk about, but I don't know if it fits in the next segment. But this is the intro. The intro can't be too long. What's our next segment?
It's the first one, Najee.
About a week ago.
Yeah.
About a week ago! It's coming.
About a week ago,
Welcome to it. About a week ago. I'm going to...
Yay! Yes. Go Warriors, go. That's all I have. Well done to the Warriors.
What, for winning?
Yeah.
For giving us something to not be said about.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if they were going to lose, it was actually going to be double tragedy. We can't have a cyclone and...
And
the
Warriors,
losing. I mean, we need to pick a struggle.
True, thank you, Warriors.
For that.
But you see, Warriors' victories are so rare, they made the Rugby Sevens lose, and the Cheetahs never lose.
Are you sure about your last
statement? They
rarely lose. I was hurt because I watched that game.
Oh, shame. Maybe that's why they lost.
At least you didn't pay.
Next time, don't watch.
That's probably why.
Yeah, you going to rugby. I can see you at cricket, not rugby. What were you doing there?
Exactly.
We just got back in from Mutare. So instead of going home straight, we decided to watch the last day of the Rugby Sevens.
And also, about a week ago, Archie was in Mutare last week.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about the rest of the details about what he was doing the other part of the week. I only saw pictures about one particular event where he was at, can I say the name of the school?
Yeah. I was at Hillcrest College.
So Archie was at Hillcrest College. And then I actually thought, Hillcrest is an all-girls school because in the picture, Archie is surrounded by a group of girls.
These young
who are
girls.
Busy looking at him like, it's a picture, so I don't know if his teaching was really that good or they were interested in something else. Maybe you can tell us. I just saw the picture. I was like, man, you know, kids, I feel pity for them. Lord have mercy on their hearts.
The way she's saying, I feel pity for the way I am so passionate about Vi, you could see on their faces that
no man.
Basically, you sold dreams about Vi. Then
I didn't sell dreams. No, I think it was an ICT expo. Hillcrest first.
Yep.
And it was a very good one because it was an opportunity for the kids to interact with people in the ICT industry to find out what does it take to get into it or to make a mark in the ICT industry. It was pretty cool. Yes. I am speaking about it in the BBB podcast, so...
Wow. That's actually good. I think if there are any young people, you should listen to that. Because for me, I didn't get an opportunity to get career guidance or anything like that when I was still in school.
Yeah.
So now to see, besides the fact that these girls seemed interested in other things other than the fire and the ICT stuff, I think they got an opportunity to learn how broad their opportunities are, besides the fact that they could also see some opportunity in the man himself.
So Wimby is pretty sure that the group of kids were setting themselves up for some Bill Cosby, R. Kelly type shit.
There was not a single guy in the picture. There's like 10 girls in a little space and they seem like they're listening intently, and yet
they
are not listening.
So
no, bad. No. They were listening to other stuff other than what he was talking about, I'm sure.
Guys, guys, these are young girls, 14, 15. I ain't no pedophile. But they were. Sure? Yes, I'm sure.
Allegedly.
Eh?
Are
that's
you
allegedly.
Guilty till yeah? proven innocent?
Guys,
for you.
Maybe if it was college students, you'd have to be worried about them.
No, not really. But haven't you heard of situations where school teachers, male school teachers, go for school going or the school kids who are ladies who are still young?
I've heard about that. It's really weird. I don't know how that happens. You are the girls. Maybe
happen.
You guys can tell me. How does that happen?
It does happen.
Will you be the ones driving for that agenda until he weakens his resolve?
Oh my God.
Or is it the guys who take advantage?
There won't be any resolve in the first place. But okay, here's the science that I've heard about it before. That as long as a man is in a position of power to a woman, that's already a point of attraction to them. So it's easy for the man to just prey on the little girls. So for a male teacher, it's easy for him to prey on schoolgirls. For Archie, it's easy for him to prey on the innocent
little girls.
So is
so maybe we can hear from Skittles. I know Miri is not here.
Is podcast host also a position of power?
Nah,
no,
perhaps.
It's not.
unless if you're Brother Bay.
Hi guys,
anyway, Miri and Skittles actually went to Hillcrest.
So
tell us, were you guys in the habit of dreamily eyeing young bachelors who would come to present about their products at your school?
Thank you for not putting attractive
when
in there.
I was
waiting for you to say young, attractive, rich, good looking.
I was trying not to talk about the obvious bits, but you know. Skittles, was that your thing?
Yeah, tell us. If you were
I was
in
so innocent,
shoes.
Guys. I don't even remember.
Yeah, I think our generation was a bit more innocent
than
this generation that's coming up.
True. Besides, as well, we never had expos at that time, so I don't remember. Oh, there was one.
Okay.
There was one.
Away from coach and sports.
They were all bullies, man. What are you talking about? Except for one.
Hillcrest does actually have bullies. Yeah, but there are a lot of young looking teachers.
No, now
guys and girls. Are they like,
oh my God,
this is unhealthy.
No, listen.
Even for themselves as a teaching community.
Ah, well, that did happen though. Well, always dated.
So let's say you were a parent. Would you be okay with your daughter, your teenage daughter being taught by a youngish, archy looking kind of teacher? Would you think they would be safe in that space?
that's pretty difficult. But if he's a good teacher, he's a good teacher. There's really nothing you can say to complain, because the feeling is that the school has done due diligence before employing the teacher. Though I don't think that's something that we do as Zimbabweans, because we
get assigned teachers
without
even knowing his profile as such.
So it's because of two things.
Uh-huh.
One, we don't have a very big culture of abuse as a country. It's not like in the States where there are so many different types of abuse. People can get kidnapped, people can get taken, like outside of normal abuse.
Yeah.
So they tend to do a lot more checking before they invite a person over to a school. For teaching. And this is even for mixed schools. In Zim, another thing is, I'm not lying when I say kuti abuse not security of which it does happen.
Very much
so. It's then not taken out. Story is not taken out because the school's like, hey, what happened to the school reputation?
Exactly.
Sometimes the parents are like, hey, what will happen to our reputation? Oh, how will our child live after this? And then no one gets persecuted. So I guess sometimes it's something to worry about. I hope the schools do think about it though.
Yeah, which takes me to a recent event that happened. Sorry, I'm jumping in between from story to story. About girls from Monte Cassino who walked all the way from their school 7 kilometers to the police station because allegedly they had been sexually abused. And from what I heard, it's a male teacher who passed on inappropriate sexual comments to the ladies. And some were of the opinion that it's not abuse.
Yo, these kids just wanted a holiday. Visiting Yenge Itige. Okay,
exactly.
I didn't hear what the abusive comments were. And yeah. Obviously, this is me, what, victim shaming?
Yes.
And this is you,
you being archy.
This is you contradicting your previous point.
Exactly. I don't get that.
But was anything, like, was anything done?
They say they are still investigating what sort of abuse that was. Knowing Zimbabwe, it'll take until you forget.
That's
going to
take a while. Or probably they're in those things. Upper six and they're gone. Mm-hmm. It's not going to take anything.
Yeah.
Which is really weird, but to my right to among schools is becoming a thing. I was listening to the startup podcast, and there's actually a school in the States where another group of kids, led by girls, also decided to actually not exactly riot, but demonstrate against the headmistress.
Led by girls.
Yes.
Is it an all girls school?
I don't remember anymore. You see, the thing is, it sounded like an all-inclusive school, but the issues must have been affecting mostly girls.
No, but I think I would actually applaud a scenario where women are rising up in terms of challenging any injustices, whether it's in the school, whether it's in whatever area. It's good. For me, I would encourage that, especially if they start that in school, because when they are now in the workplace, they know that they can stand up against anything that's not going down the way they want it to. So yeah, it may or may not be justified, but it's a good thing to do.
True. Awesome. Yep. Also, about a week ago, look, I've been trying to get a car because we all know I crashed the last one.
I hadn't
insured it properly.
Wait a minute.
This is gonna be interesting. Continue.
How do you, Archie, a person as woke as you are, not insure your car comprehensively? This is my job. You want me out of a job, huh? If you guys don't insure comprehensively, where am I? Where does that leave me? I'm really angry right now.
Do you know what happened? I think the problem is I didn't engage my friends. That's
which
the honest
friends?
Truth. Like all of you. Because what was supposed to happen was I was supposed to borrow money from you guys.
To do what?
Because I had enough money to comprehensively insure the vehicle.
Exactly.
But if you have money to buy a car,
you would have money to buy to insurance.
Listen, Linda.
Okay.
And so when I went to go pay for vehicle insurance as well as vehicle license as well as the insurance, I get there and they're like, this car's a few terms behind.
For the vehicle license. Yep.
So in the end, I paid about $250 at the time. Jeez. That was just for the vehicle license.
Oh.
And that was exactly how much I needed
for comprehensive insurance.
And it was like, and it's like the last money you've got. It was like the last money. And then I was like, okay, look, let me do this. And then next payday, I'll do it.
Yep.
So where I'm saying I should have engaged my friends is I should have actually just been like, yo, Wimpy, look, I need to comprehensively insure my car. Can I have this amount of money and I'll give it to you?
Or you could have come to me. I would have given you the cover before you actually paid, even though now it's been scrapped. So you can get comprehensive cover, and then you negotiate payment terms.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
You see, this is the stuff you tell us.
But see, kids, this is what happens when you don't insure your car comprehensively.
Exactly. You lose it. But the main point is I've been trying to get a car.
And
I have a horrible time dealing with Harare people.
Why?
How?
One,
where?
The same car will be on the same car will be on Facebook on three different groups or in the same group four times in the same day with three different prices.
Yeah, this
what?
Is Harare we hustle.
Guys, Harare is too much. And then people are selling cars, but no one can move the car to where you are. I mean, I'm in town. I'm in the CBD. I'm not even asking you to.
Place.
I'm not asking you to come to DZ or to come to Rua or to come to Umwinsdale. And all I'm saying is, yo, I saw your car. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in it. Can I see it?
But well, let me just tell you, there's no fuel in Zimbabwe at the moment. So somebody's like, okay, this nigga might not even buy the car after I drive all the way.
But the thing, for me...
it's not good for business anyway.
For me, it doesn't mean these cars are not even moving.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not even... if you've got a car, that doesn't drive into town. Where does it drive to?
No,
I just want to know.
If the horse wants to drink, the horse comes to the river.
Exactly.
Now you want the river to, but then this river is wheels. I don't understand why it's not
coming. I want a river. Metaphor. River is not going to move.
I mean, I feel it's very simple. Yep. You want to sell your car. Mm-hmm. If I say, yo, I'm in town. Mm-hmm. And I can be there. Find other business to do in town and mix it together with our meeting. Mm-hmm. That can't be so difficult.
But then if they're not willing to come with the car to you, then they may not be so eager to sell the car after all. Because if I have a potential client and I have something that they want, even if I have to pass through Mogadishu, I will do that to get to you.
True. But it's also possibly because I'm looking for a low budget car. And so you know how it is, like, and anybody better woke up and get up out of the life to come and come to you for 1,500. Nobody's going to do that.
Yes.
And I know this is true because I know someone who was saying he sold, I think it was a Range. Mm-hmm. It was actually like a swap deal where he sold it to this guy. Uh-huh. And then the guy gave him a Beamer and then money on top.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then there was a balance left. Chinzo had balance, I want to say. It was just like $1,500. It wasn't a lot of money. And
that range in any order at all?
No, it was fine. I'm saying the guy paid off everything else, and then when 1,500 was left, the balance.
Okay.
This guy then goes, come collect your money in Vic Falls or something like that. And the guy's like,
no,
nah. You see, thing is, alright, let me check with my wife and see if I can come through. No, actually, first he said no. And then the guy's like, no, it's okay, don't worry. I'll fly you through an accommodation.
Hey. Like, uh-huh.
And then he's like, okay, let me check with the wife. He's like, yeah, if she's a problem, it's okay. I'll fly her through too.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And then he talks to his wife. Wife's like, yeah, cool. We just need to find someone to babysit. So he calls the guy up. He's like, yo, I just need someone to babysit. Not sure. So I'll let you know. And he's like, nah, but bring the kids.
Where's this person? And, I think I need to sell.
And you know what? I just started thinking, this is what happens when you are buying or selling an expensive vehicle.
I swear.
Exactly. What? Whoa. You get to fly someone to Victoria Falls, give them accommodation, bring their wife, bring the kid. Jeez, that's...
can you imagine? I think these are the sort of friends I would need never. In my life. Guys, succeed already, please.
What are you saying about your current friends?
Y'all ain't gonna fly me anyway. Half of you guys aren't even giving me a lift across town.
Jerry and the rest of the friends, guys. Did you hear this?
Your
broke friends.
Hmm? Yeah. And these guys are too much.
Right. We are actually not bad though.
So we're trying to call Ona and he wasn't answering. I'm not even gonna call him anymore. I'm not paying her. He's crazy.
Why? Play nice, okay?
Let's see. If
Don't
it does,
be petty.
If it doesn't pick up now, then sorry. I've tried. Okay? I've really tried.
You did your best.
I've tried.
The very best. So how was karaoke? Well,
it was crazy fun. Who knows anything about the resurrection here this week?
Okay.
This week?
Our local one, yeah.
Yes, there was
this
one.
Week?
We had a resurrection attempt.
Okay, so... No, please don't laugh like that, guys.
No, actually, I...
Did you see?
Okay, guys, when these resurrections happen, is it the family that wants the resurrection?
Hey, let me explain. This one was actually pretty interesting. So, these two prophetesses were... Right.
Yeah.
They were at Mbuzi, right? The funeral, not the funeral.
Cemetery.
The cemetery. Where is my English going today? Anyway, I'm thinking about a lot of stuff. So, today's a mess. Okay, so they were at a cemetery, burying someone else, and then there was another funeral. The next grave, right?
Yeah.
So these guys, then the body was about to be put in the ground and all that. They were doing their rites and all that.
Yeah.
These two women come to these guys, like they just leave their own funeral they are attending, burial. They go to the other burial and then they say the kid in the box is alive.
Oh.
And this kid had been dead for 3 days.
Oh, is it the one I heard about? He was been dead on Sunday.
Yes, yes,
so?
That's the one. So now the pressure, actually, the uncle who was doing all the whole burial rites was saying, no, I'm not going to open the box or do anything because at the end of the day, it doesn't make sense. He was like, no. But then the crowd now was like, nah, Baba, let them open.
Let them resurrect.
I swear it was hilarious.
Was somebody recording it?
Huh?
Did somebody record
it? Yes, someone actually recorded. That's how I got the gist of everything.
This generation to record.
So the only time she cut off, she was like, I'm not allowed to then film the next part because the box was actually being opened.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then was the kid alive?
How are you not allowed
to? No.
Why are you not allowed to film the actual part with the actual resurrection?
So that because
it's crazy. Okay, it's what is happening. Okay,
went live on Instagram.
Okay,
we got Raul and Nyasha.
I don't want to know. Do I?
Nyasha Timbeza.
Ah, oh, Nyasha! Hi,
Nyasha Dot Timbeza.
Hey, Nyasha.
Nyasha Natasha Timbeza.
Nyasha Natasha Timbeza.
Yeah. Okay, so that was the issue. So now the crowd basically just did that. And then this one was for me, was told, no, I can't film the rest because, well, it's an invasion of, I don't know.
In Zim, actually, you can't just do some of this. Not just in Zim, in the world at Sims. You can't just do some of this.
Yeah, you can't
there's going to be a law that is, you've contravened this, you've contravened that.
Exactly.
If you want to come up with medication or something like that, you would have contravened
a lot of laws without you even knowing. Yes. The next thing they did, they took the body to the police for these guys to actually perform the resurrection. And then these two women were joined by a prophet who was actually trying to do the resurrection, and that failed.
So they stopped the burial.
They stopped the burial.
And
went,
the crowd
went back to the police. Tried to do this, didn't work. The police said, take your body. This did not happen. And then she was buried the next day. That's the story.
Hans and Anyasha, don't make this podcast 2 hours. I blame Wimpy.
Exactly. The one who gets carried away.
I can see it going there. Oh, I'm sorry. So... Yeah. I don't know why we're even trying to resurrect people, guys. Being crazy.
That's crazy. I think if someone I love died, I would really love to have them again. But I don't think if someone came and said, we can resurrect them, my first thought would be, yes, let's try.
Really, you would not. You would not let them try.
No. Seriously? Why would you do that?
Nah. Well, for me, I think then it becomes even more emotionally involving if you had gotten hopes that maybe they'll come back to life. And
see
then
what I
don't.
Mean? Because I feel like...
But then if you have the faith that somebody can be resurrected, by all means, exercise your faith.
Okay, yeah. I guess there's also the faith issue. Shorter faith. And that's that. But yeah. All right. This has been a very, very long, about a week
and
ago.
And it had Archie's things in here. We literally were just talking about Archie. But anyway, we can move on.
So we're going into hashtags and dark comments. All right. Hashtags and dark comments. We have an ingo exerted by internet to our agents.
Isha, whoa. Really? This is how you describe me now. Wow. Okay.
We did speak about the fact that Skittles is always on Twitter.
But
no matter what time of the night or morning,
midnight,
you go to Twitter, you'll find Skittles.
Listen, guys, I haven't been on Twitter for like 2-3 months now. Ever since I started school, I haven't, except on Thursday when I was running around there like an idiot, and today in the morning.
I feel like she's got a lot of these excepts that have different conditions. I can't count this one because I didn't comment.
Yeah, I can't. Or
I can't count this one because I just read other people's things.
Okay,
what
fine.
Do we have?
Okay, so there's a Zim startup that is going to launch a dating app for steamy shower enthusiasts.
What? Can you take that again? That sounds interesting and new.
For steamy shower enthusiasts. Now, basically, yeah. this okay. app is being developed by, I can't spell, Naime, please pronounce this for me. Because today,
which one is that?
The one that starts with an A.
Aries Dev.
Yeah, thank you.
Aries Dev. I don't even know if I said that right.
You see,
yeah, we'll just go with that.
Has come up with an app for finding showering partners. Coldwell Shower.
Hey.
So the shower app, basically their description was from the founder. The shower app is just one of those things that, whose time has come, right? Okay. What we are saying is instead of a date, if uh-huh. you prefer having a shower, then the shower app is for you.
What?
Wait, instead what? Of what?
Having a date, the uh-huh. shower app is for you. Right. You prefer having a shower with some.
Okay, so instead of going out on a date, you...
just go and shower with somebody.
Jeez. Jeez.
Are people limited to just shower? Can you do other things in the shower?
That's the thing. Of course, the app is likely to cause some controversy when asked about it. Tinashe responded, it's 2019. Adults should be allowed to pretty much do what they want. The shower app is just facilitating and making... easier what's already happening. So basically I think he's talking about sex because there's no way anything else can happen from it.
I think I like this shower app. It's revolutionary.
Oh my god, I think the owners of the word revolutionary would kill you if you used it for that. Okay, like a shower app is revolutionary.
Oh wait, so I actually hadn't read this. Wait, the shower app will let you, the users, choose their shower partners, sex, age and location. Basically it's like
this
a Tinder.
This is Tinder.
But then they're just taking it to another level.
Exactly.
Where you don't have your clothes on.
No.
But guys,
let's just get straight to it.
Do you know what they've done?
No clothes.
Yeah, exactly. This is like Tinder, but they're saying, look, and we're taking away all those people who've got those Tinder bios that say, I'm here to make friends. Kunogwe here to shower. And
yeah, like from the get-go, we are clear about what we are here to do. But then
they should have called the app Shower Power.
No. I don't know.
And so I wonder if Zimbabweans will actually go for that. Because
there are so many Zimbabweans on Tinder.
Yep, they are.
So
Skittles is one of them.
Thank you for calling me out.
How would you know?
I know because I'm there.
To know who else is in the village.
Yes.
Ndakamu wana digital research, but
you were not researching. Let's not let's call it a buck. We were both there for something.
I was just
No. Let's not lie.
My research was around what sort of people are on Tinder. I was really curious. I wanted to know
what was your end goal?
Is it those looking for
blessers? Are you seriously going to lie to us?
I actually even have like some research output.
What's your research output?
I actually realized that the bulk of women on Tinder are actually employed and have very good jobs.
Oh yeah, I would actually believe that.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
yeah. What are you talking about?
No,
like if you're talking,
no,
it should be
not.
One of those people with a cartoon on it and that a picture.
Yo, I
because
find
she's
those
hiding.
Weird.
Oh yeah. No, man, no.
I find those weird.
One, I'm not there. Two, that was not your reason for being on Tinder. Three, but I think your findings are correct, even though you got them from somebody else who got them for actually doing the research.
No. I actually spoke to a lot of people. I only ever met one person.
One?
The people I spoke to on Tinder. But that person that I met up with, I met up with her because she was what's it called? An IP lawyer.
Okay.
Intellectual property lawyer.
Oh, okay.
So I actually needed some inputs
from Tinder.
No. It just didn't happen that as you're talking, she's like, no, I'm an IP lawyer. This. Okay, we should actually meet up, talk. Because I actually needed to find out some stuff about Capital 263, IP and whatnot.
Oh.
So that's what that meeting actually became.
Thank you, Tinder. One good thing out of you.
The rest, I'm like...
The rest are just looking for blessers, huh?
I know,
but maybe that's just a stereotype.
I think the rest are just looking for sex.
Oh my god,
majority are looking
for
sex.
Hence the shower app.
Yeah.
But come to think of it may not be bad. You know what you're going into, and you know why you are going into it.
Do you not know what you're going into when you're going on Tinder?
Well, there's
some
a whole lot of
pretend,
people. Some people
yes.
just want to meet someone, and then they'll be like, "Yeah, let's see where
go
it
meet
goes.
Someone on Facebook, man."
By the way, I had a very weird request on Tinder.
Okay,
yeah, we would like to find out what was it from another
go
woman?
Deeper.
No. I
go deeper.
Listen, really? I literally filtered. No, I actually wanted to try that. Just put men and women there and see what happens.
She's lying. She's still experimenting.
Oh my god.
She's not even denying it.
I am not. Okay. I'm not.
Wow. Yes.
Ish, my cousin's gonna hear this.
And then anyway. Brother Bay is also going to hear this.
I don't care if
you may be excited.
You don't give him ideas.
Listen, okay. My little weird thing was some guy said hi, you know. You're so pretty and all. Then I was like, thank you. And then he's like, would you like to have a threesome with me? And he's like,
Oh my.
Wow,
oh my.
Right out the bag.
Yeah, he was like, in fact, he had a whole thread of, you know, if I'm not really, he was not saying he was not looking for dating, you know, but he was going to date me, but he wanted to have other partners.
First.
Not first.
Judy.
In the relationship. I tell you today, because I asked him, I was like, you know what?
Relationship?
I was like, okay, fine. Does that mean that when you go have sex with someone, you're going to tell me? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, how transparent.
That stuff actually excites girls.
No, it does not.
You can see on her face like, I want a real nigga like that. Nigga
no,
who can go
not.
And screw someone
creepy.
Else and come and tell me.
It was creepy.
Girls tend to go for creepy things. Because then the straight boys are called boring. So there's a tendency to go for that kind of
thing. It's so weird that you girls call us straight guys boring. I don't understand.
Are you Did you just call yourself straight? Please take yourself off of that list.
It's a shame that I can't say stuff here. That's all I'm saying.
We are doing I mean information.
I
deny all these allegations. I deny. And if you say any of them on air, I will delete them before the episode is mixed.
That's the thing. I'm not going to say shit. It's fine.
Not at all. But anyway, I think now...
Wimpy knows I'm a good guy.
Are you putting me on the stand right now?
Yeah.
Wimpy, is Archie a good guy?
Guys, don't try me on this one.
She can't even answer that, which means it's a no.
Let's leave it at allegedly. That's the one that will close it. But anyway, I'm thinking on Tinder, since you say that there's a lot of professional women, I would believe that. Because I know a whole lot of professional women in their early 30s
who are single
and they don't have time to actually go out to places where they would meet eligible guys.
Yeah.
But I think Tinder is not good for them.
I'm talking like 23 to 30. Not Jeez. Even in the early 30s. Because I ain't trying to talk to no go-go's or anything.
Because girl she's actually making an app. I think it's actually out now called Sarura Wako.
Okay.
I'm forgetting.
Isn't that silly though?
Why?
Shouldn't I just use Tinder?
No, wait. Listen, she wants to make it the same way the shower app is saying we cannot, because at the end they're saying we cannot get dating apps from other countries. We're going to use our own.
No, it's like say let's make our own
Facebook
because we cannot use from other countries. No, if you want to create a distinctly Zimbabwean app, then do that. Don't come and create something that works exactly like Tinder and your only justification is we can't keep using external apps. Create one that shows me where they are in Harare.
That's why the shower app is different.
Goes straight
no,
to
what,
the
what does it do that's different?
Except the showering location and all that.
There's a meeting of mine.
Does it tell me where that person is faring? Tell me, go to Pablo's right now. This hot person is there.
Oh, that's what you want.
Hey,
you
know what? I'm saying if you're going to localize it, do something.
I think app developers should actually do a lot more research with people like Archie there.
Find
out what exactly you want
out of
an app that's not already being given or offered by Tinder. And then you put that into your app.
It's like
something different.
It's like if someone made an app for people to catch local prostitutes but be able to pay like in advance, like pay for like...
I think I now believe people said guys are only thinking about sex and what?
And football?
Yes.
Football?
Actually, guys, if you're a software developer out there, I want you to create an app that can get me a hookup with a girl who's got a TV that is showing a football match.
Jeez.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
that's so specific. But then I think this is where,
like, if it's a match day, do you not have
your own TV?
Thank you, Skittles. Do you not have your own?
You know, people are trying to do weird things at their own houses.
At your own house. Guys, so whose house do you want to go
to? If you see
and
someone invite you to their house, you're important. Yeah. Guys don't want to their houses, guys.
Huh?
No,
don't lie.
No, yeah. They don't want a straight person in their house. But if they have an intention, they will call you. They will call you to their house.
Do you know what? Do you know what guys will do? Mm. I will take you to Onai's house. That's what real niggas do. We don't care. They'll be like, yeah.
So do you lie that's perfect. My house, but then you just don't tell them that it's my friend's house.
Nah,
so
most niggas are like, nah, this is my friend's house because, you know, I ain't really got a place of my own, you know.
So you're saying that would be a lie.
It'll be a big ass, fat ass lie.
There are some people that don't have houses, okay?
If a nigga trying to take you to another nigga house and, you know.
Piece of meat.
You know.
That's
yeah.
It. Either way,
chicken mambos.
Even if you go to his house, you can still be a snack.
But you're a snack that went to his house.
So there are levels to this snack.
What a takeout.
There are levels to this thing.
There's takeout and then there's take home. I know, man. It's like going to eat at Kelly's and taking Nando's home. Different.
So what's our verdict on this app? Is it a yay or is it a nay?
I'll try it out when it comes, just for
certain
research
people,
purposes.
Yeah.
Now we see you. Research?
If you use this one, you're not researching.
You know that on BBB, we do tend to do app reviews, right?
So, did you? Hachi.
I didn't see the Tinder one. So I'm not sure where you put out your research.
The research is not yet complete.
No, I actually wanted to do that. It's just that I'm lazy. I'm very lazy to write this stuff.
You were also on Tinder to do a research.
My own personal research.
She was looking for D.
I was not. I would never.
What were you looking for out of interest?
Out of interest?
Yeah.
It was not actually. I wanted to see what fascinates me.
On Tinder.
D. In terms of guys. No, okay. Not D.
D.
I literally have a type. That's why I went there.
Oh.
And then
if you already know you have a type.
No, listen.
You want to see someone can come off straight the bat and be your type on chat?
Yeah. Hey. That's what I wanted.
I wanted to see
if people tell the truth on those things. Like,
some do. I've met a guy. Mm-hmm. His name is Shingi. He's a great guy.
Hi, Shingi.
He's actually quite
good. Hey, what up, Shingi?
He's actually great. He actually helped me out with something that I actually didn't. Because he's in IT. And he was like, since you're doing this, you can merge IT with what you're doing. It's like, oh, cool. So you can help me out. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So
also listen to the BBB podcast. I also talked about that.
I swear I'm gonna hate the BBB podcast.
But I think working people should actually find a way of meeting, like,
because
they don't have time. They are both busy.
Do you know what? There needs to be a Tinder for working people.
Yes,
there is like, one.
But then there has to be a way of screening the people who go
Tinder
there so
match.
That you don't.
I think Tinder something. I remember someone's told me about that.
Because there needs to be a Tinder where people are out there saying, I just specific. Don't have time to meet people.
Exactly.
Like, I don't think there's like they're dating apps. Mm-hmm. And dating apps just seem to. You seem. What's the word? Desperate.
Very much.
Like
so.
Tinder is for horny people. you need an app that's just saying, "Yo,
yeah,
I'm just too busy to go out there and meet people. Do you want to talk?" Yeah. Because I think I
will. Basically, you want a Tinder for conversations.
Yeah, kind of.
It should end in the same place.
Efficient, effective way, and that has a way of screening the people who actually go there. I don't know how
screening.
That can be done.
It should still end in the shower, though. Like,
I would love a Tinder with conversations, not the shower one. The shower one, I'm sorry.
The thing is, it should end there. For me,
look at him emphasizing it should end there. It should end there. Is that your end goal, though, for everything?
Isn't that everybody's end goal?
No, it's not.
Nah.
Guys, I think people are fooling themselves. This is why.
No, it's not.
Feeling station. I think we need to go talk about this cow story. because you know people getting out of hand right here. And but when I went to Tinder, one of the other things I wanted to see is how many witty women are out there.
Okay.
Witty, after hey, uh-huh. if you throw a witty line, yep. how many are gonna get it and find it
but
funny?
That's a test. And how many did get it?
Yeah. Very how few.
Ah, you lie.
Even the ones with no. seemingly witty bios.
Yeah.
And then that's another thing. People don't put bios on their Tinders in Zimbabwe.
I don't.
Put your bio.
What am I supposed to say?
What am I swiping right to? Just your face?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
Yes.
You see, this is why they need Tinder with conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. The conversation.
I suck at making bios. So I was like, no, I'm not going to put a bio.
But then it kind of makes it like you are throwing punches in the dark.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Just because you put
what?
That
in terms of they still swipe my guy.
And then there's those people who put one picture, and then on Tinder you can't send pictures. I can't even be like, yo, send me more pictures. I don't trust the one.
Oh yeah,
we and see I you almost request did that. Pictures.
Yeah. And Zimbos use Tinder so wrong. Three four chats down the line.
Can I have WhatsApp your WhatsApp? Number?
Like,
I see I'm out of depth here, and I see these two, they just said the same thing at the same time.
No, it's so irritating. Do you know why? Because at least I want a conversation before I get my WhatsApp is sacred, my
for me. I'm
why
like,
are
I'm
you
like,
asking
I'm
my
like,
WhatsApp?
I'm like, let's
because
stay
they feel
here.
Like they've
graduated
to three that chats? Level
with three chats.
With three chats.
Hey, how are you? I'm fine. Okay, can I have your WhatsApp number?
One of them being a quiz, I think I should actually pose an equation there, something just
shame.
To say, hey, you girl, are you do you have something going on besides your face?
I'll probably do that. I ain't gonna lie. All right, let's get into crazy. The feeling station.
Fine.
The feeling. Really,
really though. Really, really, really though. You're like Nigel today.
Yeah, the Ayatollah of something. I'm like, this
you're
dude.
That guy.
Hey.
I swear.
I am the Ayatollah. Anyway, welcome
I was about to say something.
Welcome to the feeling station.
I don't want to.
Feeling station. You know, it's so weird to say it with that voice and not do weird body movements and touch myself. And
do you see Nasha doing that?
Nasha says, welcome to the feeling station, and she'll be to have a straight face.
Nasha's
right?
Nasha's like a love. Voiceover artist. It's a thing. For
well,
some
yeah,
of us, I'm going
note,
out of character
guys,
here.
If anybody needs somebody who's got a great voice for voiceovers, please get in touch with Nasha.
Exactly.
She will do you
get
one
in touch with me.
So
I'm your manager.
Good. Oh, I thought you wanted to say you'd also do that. But no, on the real though, Nyasha is really good. I think she should use her voice for hello, Ignite. Please, we need somebody with a voice like that.
That's why she was.
Because she
I'm
said,
sorry, maybe tell us so. Those guys have got horrible voices on their
especially,
IVRs.
You do that?
The number you had dialed is not available at the moment. Like, hey, tell us so, please, man.
Ah, jeez. Oh, you're shooting the other. No, even though the ones who do voiceovers for, I was calling the toll-free number. Mm. Those adverts are irritating. Very
Which
much
one?
So. So if you put somebody with a good voice there, I think it would make it, it would make me want to listen to it more.
The Ayatollah. I think it's not just about the voices.
It's
I think it's about the manner of content.
No,
I think
I think
if that content was designed in such a way that it felt like someone was talking to me rather than talking at
me,
it would make a lot more sense. Like,
so are you saying Econet like, sounds?
No,
better.
this is everyone in the world with IVR right now.
Okay,
but if I can imagine if I was holding and then it came in and it says, "Hi, look, while you're holding,
yes,
I'd like to take you through a couple of the products that we have."
Yeah.
And it actually sounds like a person just
marketers
having a normal
out there, do you hear
conversation.
This? That's a good point that you've just put out there.
Literally.
Because these ones are...
Guys, I'm good at what I do. It's what I do.
I see
anyway,
that.
It's a pity no one
but
listens to me.
But then it's a pity you're not getting that through to whoever should get through to. Because your company doesn't have that even.
It's not my place. What are we talking about in the feeling station today?
The feeling station.
Big A, you're the one who got the thing. I'm just going to input
it's
my
a, it's
my
a cow
idea.
Story.
It's not a cow story. Can we not call it a cow story?
No, I don't even know how it began, but all I know is that it's about girls who are getting to those quarter to 30, if I can put it lightly.
Yes, someone has a blog
20s.
Post with that title.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
But here's the thing. For guys, guys who are getting to in their late 20s, going on to 30, they look good, man. They.
Oh, yeah, we do.
man. No, I just mean they are most sellable on the market, if there's any such thing as that.
Yeah, I am both sellable and look good. Am I?
I think I should take back my words. And then there's girls who are like tending towards that. And then you have the kids start calling you auntie. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Auntie?
Yeah.
Wait. Like, guys, I'm glad.
Skittles is just lucky she's got a tiny body.
I'm so glad.
Skittles looks like shit. You could literally put Skittles in a school uniform and she would sit at a desk.
Yeah, this is why 19-year-olds are macking on me, okay?
Jeez.
You could put...
There's a guy.
You could put Skittles in a school uniform and get arrested for macking on it. And
exactly. They're like, no, this is okay. Please leave the Skittles alone.
And you know those guys always comment, I'm that Siengwana.
Okay, fine, we can do that.
People already feel like this.
Listen,
is
okay.
So yeah. So
one of the things we also talked about was the fact that Skittles has a curfew.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of girls in Zimbabwe generally have a curfew.
Yeah.
If you have a curfew and you are quarter to 30 and
how
single.
Is life happening?
Listen, I told them, you know what I told my guardians?
Yeah?
I told them, you are not going to expect a mukwasha anytime soon because I have a curfew. I literally
and then they're like
that.
We don't care about the curfew remains.
No, they didn't say we don't care. They were like, that guy has to compromise.
There's no compromise here. No go nangwe.
Anzi must cut. Like in the afternoon I had to translate.
Right.
And
I think
you're going
think it's
to
really
school
weird.
And then you've got other things going on for you.
And most likely he has a job.
And exactly. And yeah.
Listen, they don't get it. Like they don't. And I have gotten to understand why they don't get it the moment they were talking about when they were younger and the dynamic of the family was just the same.
But when they were younger, they would do that whole thing. Like you just know, okay.
Which is literally what happened in my family.
Because like you just know that as you're growing up, they hook up with another family who've got an eligible
probably
guy.
Like 2-3 doors away.
Exactly.
And I get that.
Then you're married off there. So there was really no need for you guys to get to that point of getting to know each other.
They don't get it. I think
that's actually a lie. These guys, they're very strict with their kids. And I think it's more of a reflection of how they were. At our age,
when they were young,
because if you look at most of our parents, guardians, uncles, at our age, like actually early 20s, most of these guys, if they were not in varsity, were already kind of working and already living the curfewless life, vachina kuma disco, nekuma cinema, these guys were already living a sort of life where they went out on a path of self destruction.
What?
But those are supposed to be the disciplined generation. Like they are not, guys.
They are not.
If you listen to these guys' stories,
the stories they tell you. Are you for real?
They kept themselves in the what?
In the sec.
I don't think
out of the sec. I don't know.
I think more virgins get married now than the generation you are married with.
I don't think so. But anyway, the only thing is
okay. Yeah. No, do not. Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's not.
Come on, man. That generation was badass, though.
It was badass, but the only thing that
AIDS,
well, because there wasn't a cure then, and then now.
You know, there's
not exactly a cure,
but there are pills. Okay, there's
so
medication. I think the only saving grace they had is they literally, like, they had this phase of, you know, destruction, right? But then, yeah, obviously they had it early on. The only thing they would do was immediately after the destruction, the one they engage in with in the destruction zone, they get married
and then they're settled, and
they're settled, and then it's done. So for now, for them to understand that, oh, Rumbi wants to go out, they will probably just see destruction, and there's no marriage coming. So whatever.
It's also because my fuck boy around this.
That's what my
but then aren't they the
said.
Same ones who are raising these? I don't know how to say that word, but aren't they the ones who are raising the same
these,
guys?
Let me
who
say
are
it
loose.
For you, fuck boys. Yes,
yes,
they are.
They so, are.
Yeah, so they feel like the girls are not able to stand up for themselves to...
No, but then as a girl, it's always unfair. Judgment. You have to be at a certain point where you just are kept...
Do you have brothers
like
who
a cow.
Are more or less...
like a cow.
Do you have brothers who are more or less your age?
Huh?
Do you have brothers who are more or less your age?
They are less.
Do they have a curfew as well?
Yes, they do.
They do. Oh,
it's just that now the difference between me and them is they play football. So they travel a lot. And when they travel
a
lot,
monitors
and sometimes
they
go
there.
To teams that are far away, like both of them right now, one is in Mutare, another one is in Blawayo.
Wow.
So they can do whatever. Because I saw a change in my brother, and I know my mom is not seeing it, but I was like,
but you, yes.
Nick, getting laid now. That's
I
all
think
it is.
He has a girlfriend somewhere.
Is he the
I
one? Is
tell.
He in Blawayo?
Yeah. And I can tell. And I was like, because the day he came, he never used to do these phone calls up until 12. But hey, I heard. And I was like, oh, okay. So
how
I
old
wanted
is he?
He's 19.
Hey, and he's young.
It's 1920. So
right,
I'm
young, young. I wasn't even looking at girls, though.
I'm really scared. And he's
oh, I love how she says no. Sha, 1933 is a power nasty one.
Well, Archie.
Should I open my bag of files?
See, everyone has files.
I don't know how everyone feels about files on me, but no one's got files to say on me.
I have. They're just tricky.
Are yours tricky also?
Depends. I think she can say them, but for me, they're tricky.
But you have.
Should I Jerry?
Exactly. Yes. No, but Jeru.
If I was at Nasta, I probably would have.
Because Jerry and Archie were always together. Like always. Like always. Like always. 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 And then during lunch, Onai would show up and join the trio.
In most cases, we'd actually go and sit beside Gwana Onai. By the time we finished at Nasta, I think there was a good group of people, over 100 people, who thought I was doing a sciences degree.
Yeah, because you'd be at that faculty.
All the time. Because I didn't like the people in my class.
Just like mine.
Like, guys, I got mad love for y'all, but I didn't like you. I didn't like you. Guys, what are we going to do with our sisters? You know what? We need to do something. People can't be cows. Skiru says that, you know, these quarter to 30s are cows.
I am a cow as well. What are you talking about? Do you know where I got that from? There was a guy who put a status. It had a cow. This is how your parents see you if you're quarter to 30 in their house. Without marriage. And it was one of those dairy cows with the white and black spots. Guys, I literally laughed. I packed.
But guys, it's difficult. It's difficult. Imagine if someone were to meet someone like me. My day starts at 7:30 a.m. and can end as late as 10.
Compromise. Ish.
Compromise.
No, man. Not you. I mean the girl. I'm not talking about you. I mean the girl. If she's not as busy as you.
Oh, she is.
The one, in fact, let's not even talk about that. Let's say the one who's not as busy as the other should compromise.
I guess. So what do you guys feel about Kwenda Utsimbazwane?
What do you mean Kwenda
Utsimbazwane? While we are in the
what he means is, can we please translate?
What? How do you feel about
going to people's
about
houses?
Going to people's houses, going to guys' houses?
For
I mean,
what?
You know,
for
quarter to 30, you're trying to fast track your applications.
Wait, actually,
that's a disaster.
I went to a dating and relationships conference, a seminar, just like a week ago.
Yes, you invited
you
us, but I was out of town.
And I invited Archie, and I was just like, nah, I'm going to Tomtare for...
Should have invited me.
Kids.
Imagine that, yes. So the one point that was emphasized was that if you're playing wifey duties before you are actually wifed, don't
think
that
preaching that.
Yeah. Guys, don't think that it's guaranteed. You should listen to Reverend Beyonce. If he likes it, he should put a ring on it.
Guys, that's rubbish.
Reverend Beyonce.
why do people feel like coming over and
what?
I'm not sure what else.
What else? And Netflixing and chill.
Wait,
and
say that. What's your intention chill, when you call someone to your house?
A meal here and there,
and then how many of you?
Pause. Mm-hmm. Okay, unless if I'm. I was
you went to
going
group date?
to people's houses that are cheap. No one even cooked me a meal.
No, I didn't say they cook you. I meant you cook the meal.
Ah, great. Wifely duties paid. Exactly.
So,
okay.
So my question was, how are those wifely duties? And if Shori can say, yo, going out to the girls, but I'm fungudin' in a mare. And I'm like, yo, here's money to go and do that. Or you know what?
Airtime.
Maybe not airtime. Hobby duties are
giving,
providing. Ting. No, it's providing.
Giving
it's
allowance. Let's call it that.
It's providing in any magnitude is hobby duties.
Mm-hmm.
So if
this is bad.
So I feel like if you don't want to do wifey duties, do not have anything provided. But even the smallest thing, bandore dola, supervise deal.
What I think is there are some wife-husband duties and then there are some boyfriend-girlfriend duties. So,
okay.
As a boyfriend,
what's the equivalent to airtime in pizza?
Boyfriend
my
duties.
My time with you.
That is rubbish.
Providing support, providing advice,
guys,
you know, that sort of thing.
As a guy, there's already having to listen to you. That in itself is heavy.
It's a task.
I think we are square on the near emotional shit.
And no.
What is the equivalent? Where I'm providing? What is the equivalent?
My guy, if I'm spending my time with you, I think that should be enough.
We're getting to know each other. Do you feel the same?
What? In terms of...
No, I'm just saying, going
in
to
terms
a sep-
of what?
Going to a guy's
giving
house
me
will not
allow,
accelerate...
Not allowance. Why am I calling it allowance?
Because
girlfriend
man.
Allowance.
No, I was reading about it today. Okay, that's the issue.
Yeah, it's actually real. Girlfriend allowance.
And just that's it.
Okay, yeah. So
I don't know how we did that.
Yeah,
anyway.
Something happened and we went for a while, thought it was recording and then stopped. Maybe Cream set it at if these guys talk for an hour, I should stop recording.
Because it was just
an hour in and it
yeah, and then it's
and then it just cut off.
Yeah, and exactly. Then it cut off.
Sabotage.
But yes. I think it just means we need to round up.
Yeah.
But as we round up, one of the last things I had mentioned was, and I feel like people should take the leap. If you're quarter to 30, do things differently. When a guy comes through, if he wants sex, give it to him. Let's see what he'll do. If he was going to take sex and disappear, he will disappear from your life a lot sooner than you not giving it to him, keeping him for 90 days, and then when he gets it, he still leaves. I don't know. That's my feeling.
Oh, great.
My feeling is the exact opposite of that.
So you want to keep me for 90 days?
Not necessarily, but then I think we should at least go through a little bit of compatibility test on other issues that are important to both of you. But if sex happens to be one of them, then by all means, then do it. But then not only because you're at quarter to 30, you look desperate and it looks like, eish, I have to corner this guy. I have to show him everything. And then he goes. I'd rather he go without him having, without me having done something that I didn't want to do in the first place. Mm. I was doing it for him. And then he goes after he gets it. So no. Girls. Okay.
I'm not saying day one, guys. I'm not saying day one.
You literally said, let's start with something new.
Yeah. But have you ever noticed that this is what happens with people? I'm interested in you. Mm-hmm. I chase after you. I chase. Yeah. And then there's a time when I get tired.
No, here's the thing that I think. We are adults now. The fact that we're at quarter to 30 means we can talk things through from the start. Tell me.
Guys, sexual compatibility is a very important thing to me. Like, this is my personal feeling. I, if it was me, I would actually come out and tell you, like, yo, I need to know if I'm going to have good sex up in this.
And so if she doesn't give you sex from the get-go, are you going to let her go?
Yeah, I was
maybe not from the get-go, I may not leave.
Okay, 30 days in?
But 30 days in.
Yeah, and she says no.
What's going to happen?
Everything else about her is just on point. But then she just says, you know what?
What will I be doing this whole time?
You'll be getting to know each other. Wait a minute. You're a busy guy. You work for, you said your day starts by 7:30. Maybe up to 10 p.m. You are busy. Your day is filled up. So you still need out of that to make time to get to know each other, like on an intellectual level, on an emotional level, but without the sexual part of things, maybe.
Do you know what happens when you keep a guy for too long?
When are you going to get time?
How long is too long?
Exactly.
This is the whole point of the parts you're interacting. Because what's going to happen is everyone has a breaking point.
Yep.
And most guys, it will not depend on how much he has invested by the time he gets to a breaking point.
Financially investing or
everything. It's everything.
Okay.
Like if I've had to deal with a lot of your crap, if I've helped a bit, maybe, you know, I've dealt with you for like 3 months and you've been keeping me there and it's not coming. The next thing is he's going to start screwing someone else, but act like he's okay with waiting.
Jeez, that's hard.
And that's exactly what's going to happen. And on your side, you're going to be like, wow.
Yeah,
you see, now he understands this. Now he sees the value in us. And that guy will be the perfect gentleman of it. I don't get you. And they're like, no, baby, no pressure. We don't need to do it if you're not ready.
Jeez.
But the worst bit is that there's no guarantee that the day you do decide that I'm giving him, he's going to stay. Unless
so Munagadaro. This is where I go with Munagadaro. Onai is like, if you're not married, don't have sex.
Yeah, that's keep yourself rubbish. High. That's
Onai lied.
Onai tells the truth. Yeah, kids, you're not married, just don't.
Guys, do you know what? I agree with that. I agree. Like, I think, you know, sex is for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it outside of marriage. I don't even believe myself.
You?
I don't
is
even believe
you?
Myself. But I believe.
His face couldn't even be like, yeah,
I was like, this is bollocks. Sex is for marriage. That is one thing that we all can't deny. It's happening outside of, but it is for marriage. But one of the things that has hurt me the most is I have never met, this is in my personal capacity. I'm sure there are a lot of good guys out there.
Yeah.
But I have never met a man who wants a virgin who's a good guy. And I have never met a virgin who got married to a guy and it was happy. It is almost always a disaster. Those guys.
So are you saying the sex is the cause of the unhappiness?
No, I'm saying they're the guys who prioritize it too much, like almost to a near religious item. Mm-hmm. But those guys don't value it, like the value they're putting on. It's you know, I don't talk a product on the show. that's what that person's doing. Like this is just me and the people I've seen. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who have gone into marriage as virgins and been happy, probably if they are both virgins.
Yeah,
but I've never seen a female virgin and male non-virgin mix where it was happy. Like those guys are either very abusive or you know those traditional guys who see you as a baby machine. The honeymoon is where you get pregnant and every year after that you're pregnant.
My God. And then you don't have to go to work. It's like, stay at home.
It's those guys. I know. This is me. I'm not scaring people into losing their virginity or anything. I'm just saying.
Wow. On that note, I'm just going to throw it in there. If you're sexually active and you're a woman, please get tested or screened for cervical cancer very often. Because that thing does not, what can I say? It can still be passed on even if you're using protection. True. So yes,
really?
Just be safe. This is one of the reasons.
I didn't know.
This is one of the greatest reasons why you should abstain. because that virus, it affects the woman, especially if your guy has multiple partners as well on the side, of which when you're not yet married, you can't govern that as
yeah,
much.
True.
So please, take even care
when
of
you're
yourself.
Married, you can't govern shit.
No, man. Yeah, those things.
You're going to have faith in married men that they stay faithful.
No, married men are actually the ones that are going out more, from what I've seen from just general research. I'm wondering, hey,
and to get out TSEGA. Music.
Yeah.
I'm the single guy. I'm there. I'm enjoying music. I'm enjoying the ambiance.
The married,
that married
like,
niggas' eyes everywhere.
Yeah, it's like I'm free today. I have to make use of this opportunity. So
they're the niggas who disappear for 2 hours at a time when we go out. Hey, women giving your men visas. We don't know where they are when we go out. They are leaving us alone. I'm joking. It's true, but I'm joking.
So this what's our verdict on going to someone's house? For a house call, for a booty call.
I know, man. It's not a booty call.
Why would
call it that?
It's iFlix and chill.
Well, because actually, if you're calling someone to your house, it's obvious. The intentions are obvious.
It's one of the intentions.
Just be kind enough to let her know
that's
your intention.
What's
the other intention
there?
There is none other.
Chill, hang out, watch a movie.
No, you could do that.
Obviously,
with
after sex,
you would
and
want to
chill,
do that
hang
with
out,
Jerry.
And watch a movie.
Oh, actually, I didn't even have to throw you under the bus.
You just did it by yourself.
Just did it by yourself,
guys. This
because
is
because to be honest, you could chill Jerry and Onai.
I can't feel them up when the movie gets boring.
Oh God.
Okay.
Actually, you have a
drops the mic.
Yo.
Guys,
this is okay. Heavy. Hey. Akuna. All right.
That's it. It's
and then the other section. Maybe we can move on now. But okay, just before we round up, we wanted to talk about the xenophobic attacks that are happening in South Africa on Zimbabweans who are at home. Do you think that the government or any responsible authorities can do something proactively before it actually gets bad? Because these people are more like issuing warnings, guys, go back to your home, we're going to do this, and they're actually doing it now. So do you think that the Zim government can do something to protect their citizens who are in the diaspora right now?
Yeah, fix the country.
Jeez.
Okay.
Do you have just you had to hit it there?
Okay.
I think that's the only thing. Fix the country so that they can come home. Because every place you go to has its risks.
It does.
If you go to Iraq or Iran, you are in a war zone area.
You go to the US
of this world.
Racism.
You go to places like Germany, racism.
Yeah.
You start knowing
you are in the wrong skin.
Yeah. You go to Dubai, your wallet is gonna suffer. And every place has got its risk. And the current risk in South Africa is xenophobic attacks.
Okay.
Wow. But then I think people should have the freedom to go to another country, even if this country is good. If I feel like I want to live in South Africa for other reasons other than the economy, I should be able to live there. I think there should be good relations between governments to protect each other's citizens. Because there are some South Africans who are here doing business in Zimbabwe. We're not harassing them. Maybe because we're desperate and we need their money, but...
No, the other thing is that it's not the Zimbabwean government's job to protect people in another country.
Whose job is it?
It's the South African government's job. It's crime. Crime isn't crime because it's crime against a person of another country or of another
crime
color.
Crime is crime.
People are getting killed. People are getting beaten up.
But if it's hate crime and they are South Africans against South Africans, chances are, a system is people.
Mm.
Chances are the people in the system may also not be so much pro having, foreigners in their land.
No, it's possible. But then if they are not pro having foreigners in the land, and you are in the system.
Yep.
If you're in the system, like up in the system, parliament levels, cabinet, or whatever, then start putting laws or bylaws or whatever it is that you can put
that
in place
that
restricts people from coming in. And also, Zimbos, when you decide to go to other countries, make enough money to live kuma salad. Akuna xenophobia.
No, honestly, someone actually gave me that advice when I was in South Africa.
Serious?
Yeah.
But what if, let's say you're leaving Zimbabwe because you are in a bad position, you're in a bad place, you don't have a job yet, so you're not going to start off living in Sandton. you may not be starting off.
You know, guys, it's like town. It's like basically the equivalent of avenues. That's where I used to live. Uh-huh. And he asked me, where are you going to live? And I was like, it's called Southern. That's where I was living. And he's like, oh, you're good. Don't live Muketu. Like straight.
Because it's like Mnaijimbo. Mnaijimbo akamboya kuzima kana kugara obudiri.
No, they don't do that. They create their little, because those places are very volatile.
Like they're very volatile. The people, the places with people who are not getting the least out of their government are the places where people are likely going to get triggered the most.
I wish there was something that people could do who are going to be at the risk of facing those attacks, because we don't want to get phone calls coming into the country. Your person, they're missing. You know,
it gets like really scary. We all have family outside. Yeah, and it's worrying.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, but one thing is for sure, we need to better our country so that people are not pushed to move out.
Yeah, let's fix
it. Let them go by their own will, other than that, there is no choice but to just go.
And that is boom.
Yeah.
Skittles, last words.
On what?
On anything. Everything. Anyway.
Guys, I'm a cow. That's all you need to
do. We need to get these cows out of the house. Guys, guys, guys.
That was actually the funniest part of today's podcast. Cows. Hello, cows that are out there.
Don't worry, guys. Get life is going to be fine.
I hope so.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us today on Nayona and the other guys and figuring out adulthood in 2x30 minutes or so. Today we are Wimbikai. Wimpy, where can they find you?
Instagram, Wimbikai_HRM.
Is that Her Royal Majesty?
Yes, sir.
Hey, oh, nice. Hey.
Skittles, where are you?
She is Skittles on Twitter, since I'm on Twitter every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. Every damn time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can also go read Wimby's blog.
Yes.
Yeah. Please give us the links.
Unravel Stories, for the stories like the Gold Man one.
That's a really nice story.
Wow.
And then Unravel Pro for the other stuff.
For her business stuff.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Can I promote your item as well, your blog? Mm. Oh, yeah. I learned something new. Sorry, guys. I'm bringing in another thing when we're closing.
Now I can see why Jasha said she blames Wimpy for the 2 hour episodes. Yes, say it, Wimpy. What is it?
Yeah, you know what I learned something new on Archie's blog. It's called The Dave Ratio. Just go check it out. It's just really interesting. So, yeah, go read his blog posts. They make sense. Better sense than his item is talking about here, you going to your man's house and giving it to him just so that you pressure your man to marriage.
Actually makes sense.
Yes. So please don't judge him by his words on the podcast.
All right.
Head over to the blog.
Yeah, if you're going to judge me,
stuff there.
If you're going to judge me by any words on a podcast, let it be the Business Blunders and Brilliance podcast.
No,
not the Nana and the other guys podcast.
There's that one coming up.
Yes, yeah, coming up.
You could actually tell us about that, because I feel like
next episode we can't do this. Right.
All right, you can find me on Archie Moyo on all social media: Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and businessblunders.wordpress.com. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for joining us today. DM. Yeah. Mm. No. No.
Yes.
No, I am not there, Wimpy. I am not there.
I think if we had access, we'd find you there. Sorry, bae, but yeah. Cupcake, bae.
All right, guys. Hope you have a lovely week. And I hope we post this on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We've been late couple of the weeks have
by
gone
the
by
grace of God.
Yeah. But we're gonna post this on Monday so that you can have